ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
15? Yeah. Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna, the Source of All Incarnation, Text 15. When there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshusmanu, and the whole world was deep within the water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivashvata Manu, keeping him on a boat.
Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Vyena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Sabarantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pravunichananda Sri Adaiti Gadadha Sri Vasari Yodra Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So it looks like the commentaries have a difference of opinion, commentators. But these things are not so serious. Sometimes they, the details like this, whether there was, the Lord appears after every manu or not. in other words, the point is, we're not just interested to, you can say, in a legal way, establish something. But the real mood is, who can love Krishna the most? This is the goal that we're coming to. so whatever is favorable for that, then we should accept it. not become caught up in our doubts. Doubts will come. But the Lord is real. And he can remove those doubts if we're sincere. Everybody is tempted by the Maya, trying to enjoy here. this is natural. We've been doing it since time immemorial. So now, by some good fortune, we see there's a way to get out of this predicament, of this labyrinth of birth and death, maze of material life, which has no... we have no way to trace out where it began, nor can we figure out how to when it will end, unless we come to the point of pure devotional service. So we've been given that opportunity, and we should become serious about it. There's always a struggle. We have to struggle with our lower nature, struggle with our mind, struggle with our imagination. This is natural. But if we can start doing things for the pleasure of the Lord, then the Lord will make that easy. We make that struggle, you can say, something that gives us strength. Sometimes even the psychiatrists understand that there has to be struggle. If we don't have any struggle, then we won't grow. There has to be some kind of resistance that we have to meet in order for us to test ourselves, even, and to grow. Just like a child has to struggle to walk. But these things are there for the ultimate satisfaction of the Lord. When the Lord sees that we're struggling nicely to please Him, then he becomes satisfied. And we'll also be satisfied. In other words, if it was something easy, if we could just, just become relaxed and kind of like the Beatles song, there was a Beatles song in the early days, relax and float downstream. That was their advice. Just relax and let the current of the water carry you. Everything will be okay. But that kind of idea, it doesn't have any challenge for us, and therefore we won't be able to grow from that. We'll float downstream, but where are we going in our floating? We have no idea. We're just being carried by the waves of the river. There may be a waterfall. There may be go into the ocean and we'll be lost. So we're not interested in just floating, relaxed, and not finding any obstacle. We don't have to look for obstacles. They'll be there. But we shouldn't become discouraged by them. That's the point. We should take this. Well, this is natural. Yes, I'm undergoing some difficulty now. There's a temptation. There's pushings, and this is something that I should expect. But one thing we can be sure, that the temptations of Maya won't be more attractive than Krishna. This is his promise, because Krishna is all attractive. Maya may say, "Yes, come here and enjoy for a few days," but that kind of enjoyment always has a beginning and an end. So why should we become enamored by it. We know that after a few days, it's going to be finished, or a few years. So why should we make that as our God that we serve? And along with that, we're imagining that it'll be so much pleasure, but there'll always be trouble too. So that will come automatically. That's our point. We don't have to seek out sense gratification. Sense gratification will come according to our destiny. Just like the sense misery comes according to our destiny. We get sick, we get some problem is there. We don't ask for that, but it comes. Similarly, sense gratification will come. But gradually we'll see that it doesn't have very much a deep meaning. Like last night, I was walking in the sky. I don't know if you noticed, it was a very beautiful pink sky in the sunset. And some karmis were there and they were admiring. But I looked at it too. I saw it was beautiful and everything. But it doesn't like move me. Because I know that this is a temporary thing. In 15 minutes, you come back, it'll be all gray. So why should we become so much enamored by something like that, which is temporary? So the same with all pleasures of this material world. The pleasures of enjoying with the woman, that's also temporary. The breasts that you're so attracted to, they'll become old and saggy, and they'll no longer have ability to attract anyone. So this is the reality. We want to come more and more in contact with reality. We don't want to remain in some kind of fantasy world where abruptly we'll find out that we're suffering or we're dying. In other words,